This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. When a bird flaps its wings or a seal dives into the ocean, it's generating energy. Michael Schaefer, an assistant professor in mechanical engineering at Northern Arizona University, says it's possible to harvest the energy that an animal produces and use it to power transmitters that collect information for biologists.
It's called energy transduction. So I'm going to take one type of energy and I'm going to turn it into another type of energy. So I'm going to take, let's say, the energy in the fluid moving around the animal, and I'm going to turn that into electrical energy, just like a wind turbine does. Okay. And so, but we're doing it on a much, 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 much smaller scale.
Currently, biologists use battery-powered tags and collars on animals to track their movement and learn about their behavior. But the problem, Schaefer says, is that the battery power runs out. He's developing a tag like a small backpack for birds that can be recharged by the animal's movement.
Maybe we have the same size tag, but instead of having a battery that's going to run out in a year, we have a system that might last 5 or 8 years or something, and we can really do some or allow the biologists to do really long-term studies on where the animals are going or what are they doing.
And it's not just animal science that can benefit. Schaefer says as a result of this new technology, information can be gathered about the tagged animal's environment as well.
Maybe we want to know about ocean acidification in the middle of the Pacific at different depths. You could go and maybe attach a tag to a number of different species that actually are out in that area. How are sea surface temperatures changing?
This has implications for other areas of study, including climate change. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.